Hey there, this is Tom from the future. I'm whispering because time travel requires whispering. I don't know if you've listened to the newest episodes in order to find this out, but with the holidays here, there is a brand new thing that Patreon is doing where you can gift subs, which is really cool because that means a few different things. First of all, if you know somebody else who enjoys this show, you can get them a sub to whatever tier you want for whatever amount of time. So if you look at certain rewards and you think it would be really cool to get them those rewards, or just being part of the community, or even just getting ad-free episodes, that's something you can give this holiday season. Also, it means that if you've been wanting to sign up for the Patreon and you haven't been able to, and you want to ask for it as a gift from somebody else, then that can work as well. So both of those things are options. All that you have to do is go to Patreon, log in, or create an account. You can just create a free account. You don't have to sign up with anybody, anyone's Patreon. And then you go to the Patreon page for this show and you choose to gift a thing. You go through all the little options and you send them a gift. It's really simple. It would be super helpful to us. And it's a fun thing to give. So hope you consider that, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday. All right, let's get back to the show.
Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout.
Wastelanders and Vault Dwellers, it is time for the holidays. We have our patrons joining us for the month of November, and we are recording this the night before Thanksgiving here in the U.S., and Fallout's a very United States-centric kind of thing, and so I thought it would be a lot of fun to gather together the patrons and for us to define the way that we are going to bring back Thanksgiving to the Wasteland. And so joining me today, we have Void and Pumpkin and Dusty and Nova. Welcome back, friends. And here's the plan. Here's what we're going to do. It is, who knows, a few hundred years after the bombs dropped. We are all in the wasteland, surviving, trying to bring back American culture to the world. And in order to do that, we're going to start a new tradition, a new way that we are going to celebrate Thanksgiving. And so in order to do this, we're going to start off with, well, a gathering. We're going to have a party. Well, you're all going to come over. You're all coming over to my place. We're going to get together, and each one of us is going to add something to the celebration, whether that is something that we are planning to eat, a song that we're going to sing, a special guest, somebody we will worship, whatever crazy thing it is that you want to add into this celebration. We're going to mix it all together, like, I don't know, kind of like some people do Thanksgiving, where lots of different people bring different food all together. And then that's what's going to happen, is we're going to have this celebration. This will be our Fallout Thanksgiving. So welcome back, everybody. I'm glad that you're here in chat. Thank you for joining us for the live stream for this. All right, who would like to start us off? You're all coming to the door. Welcome to my house. Everybody's coming in. And now I'm like looking at each of you going, all right, what are we doing today? What is our celebration going to entail? It looks like Pumpkin's ready. Pumpkin, do you want to start us off with something that we're going to do to celebrate?
Well, I feel like one thing's a bit too easy, so I'm going to bring two. I'll bring the roasted thrasher. I got it. I got that giant thrasher all roasted on, you know, fresh from the spit.
Okay.
I'm going to bring that. But my big one is going to be, it's a football launcher, because, you know, football is always associated with Thanksgiving.
Right.
It's one of the big things that happens.
Yeah. The greatest American pastime, because who likes baseball anymore?
Yeah. All this is, it's a fat man that just launches footballs.
So we can while we're waiting to eat, or after dinner, we got to get, you know, maybe move around a little bit because we ate too much. We go outside and we just play. I don't know. We just launch the football like super high in the air, and then we just all try to catch it, and we just have a fun game.
Yeah, that's really about it. Yeah.
Nice. Now, are you actually bringing the Thrasher to eat? Is this part of our meal as well?
Yeah. It's part of the meal.
Okay. I didn't know if that was like an analogy for I'm bringing a thing, right?
But like, No. The Thrasher
so
is a...
So you've got a...
It's a turkey.
A big old Thrasher on a spit. We're probably cooking it in the backyard, right? It's probably sitting there like spinning to keep it hot, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We got that. We've got the football launcher. Are there any specific rules for how we're going to engage with this football
launcher? With this being about, you know, a couple hundred years, it'll probably be like how Mo considers baseball.
Mm.
All this is, but we're not, you know, there's not going to be death involved. It's just going to be, hey, go long.
Just go long. Good luck. Now, is it always a football or is it other stuff that just gets launched?
Because that we haven't. So we know football exists,
right?
We just have never seen a football,
right? Yeah, finding an actual football that is still able to be used.
So it'll either be like a football that was found,
uh-huh,
or it's gonna be something else that we're just launching.
What if it's a foot that we use as a ball? That seems very Fallout
that
appropriate.
That would be amazing. Yeah, that seems appropriate. That's the Mo side of it. How Mo does baseball.
Right. So in my headcanon now is you're dragging this Thrasher like in a cart behind you, like with your Brahmin or something, right? And on your way to my place, you come across, I don't know, a feral ghoul that's maybe alive, maybe dead, maybe you had to kill it, who knows? But on the way, you get this brilliant idea. I've got this launcher. What if I just cut the foot off? Football. That must be what football was. And then you bring the ghoul's feet with you and the launcher and the Thrasher and now we've got a celebration. Perfect. Perfect. Let's open this up to the rest of the group. Anybody else have any questions about this whole setup and how this will work?
You know, instead of the Fat Man, you could use the junk jet, start launching anything at it.
That's true.
Yeah. I feel like visually the Fat Man's more funnier.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think both could work. Sure. Go ahead.
Are we playing like ultimate jackpot like we would in like elementary school? Or where we just like shoot it straight up into the air and whoever catches it gets the launcher next?
Is it like that scene from Grown Ups where they shoot an arrow in the air and it's like chicken? They have to wait to see who
right.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty common game, and it's also pretty basic, right? Pretty simple. I feel like that could work. Do you think that maybe we would try to devise something with teams? Like, we might know that, like, okay, football is played with two teams.
Yeah, I think it would probably be a team thing.
They have to get it in a goal, so they launch it to attack the other team's goal, but then the other team has to block the foot from getting in the goal, or, like, something crazy like that.
It would be some weird stuff.
All it is people line up like you're doing a free kick for soccer. All you have to do is shoot the foot at them. And if it gets through, you're golden. If it doesn't get through, oh, well.
Or what if you shoot the foot at the other team? And if you knock them down, because they know they have to tackle, it's all about people falling over. So we shoot the foot at the other team and we try to knock people down. And if they get knocked down, then they're out. So it basically becomes dodgeball with a foot and a launcher of some sort.
You can dodge a foot. Yeah. We could do it like cornhole. We're trying to shoot the foot through another person's team's hole or something.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Dusty, that's exactly what I was going to bring up, but I couldn't fit it into the conversation. Is cornhole just, you know, set of concentric rings or just really hit that tree, or maybe it's going to be like a frisbee golf or something like that where you just try and get into, like you just make arbitrary targets to hit at any given point.
Yeah, yeah. Or what's it called? Like the lawn game where you like...
Lawn darts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dusty and I must have the same brave wing tonight or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Got the same twisted mind here.
Well.
Is it your turn of the brain cell tonight?
You guys are like some sort of creature in a Fallout game that has like two heads but one brain between the two of you. And you just like...
You hit a switch. But just a Serb.
Just to serb. All right, so Pumpkin, you got anything else to add to this? We've got something to eat. We've got a sport to play.
I mean, that's really what all I had. I was like, I remember football is a big pastime, especially around this time of year. I figured that makes sense.
Yeah, No, it totally tracks. I think that would be a lot of chaotic fun. I'm also not sure exactly what the meal will taste like.
Turkey's turkey.
I mean, it just tastes like turkey anyway.
Did you get any stuffing?
Oh, yeah. Did you bring any stuffing? Or is that something somebody else is going to have to bring?
Boy,
that was your duty, I only thought about the turkey.
Right. I think everybody should bring something. We should name something everybody should bring.
Yeah. All right. So we got those two things. Pumpkin starting us off on our celebration. Who would like to go next?
I have something that I would like to bring.
Okay.
And I'd like to. Okay. All right. So I was scavenging the wasteland and I came across an old magazine because, you know, right before the bombs were falling, it was, you know, October. And so the next month was going to be Thanksgiving. And so a couple of the magazines, especially the cooking magazines, the household magazines were already putting out Thanksgiving recipes. And I found this one called Deviled Eggs. I'm like, oh, this is pretty good. So I took it, I brought it home, and I realized, and then I studied it. And so I started gathering all the supplies, and I'm bringing Deathclaw deviled eggs, basically. There might be an additional guest coming along later. I'm not sure.
Oh, but, no.
but I have this giant platter. It's in a giant hot dish. And it's like Yum Yum deviled eggs. I made a trial batch. It tastes really good. It's kind of gamey, just letting you know. But it's still really good, though. It's quite delectable, and it's apparently an American tradition. So I wanted to give it our best shot. So that's going to be my contribution to this Thanksgiving renewal celebration.
I like it. It doesn't even have to be plural. It could just be deviled egg, because that would be enough to serve all of us.
Yeah, but I raided the entire Deathclaw nest, though.
Oh, man. We have lots of leftovers, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So
yeah, one for each of us, I guess. It's a party favor.
Perfect. Perfect. This also occurs to me that if we have a unexpected guest later who's coming to get their eggs back, it's a good thing that we've been practicing playing football, because maybe we could teach the Deathclaw football and we could shoot the feet at the Deathclaw from the junk jet. And now we've got a new target. And it becomes all of us versus the Deathclaw.
When I loaned Pumpkin my fat man, expecting it to have it in case of this eventuality, but we're not going to have, you know, the fat man in its working order because of him. Uh-oh. Thanks, Pumpkin.
Uh-oh. Pumpkin, if we don't survive this holiday celebration,
what do you mean? I didn't do anything. I just put a foot in there.
I feel like it'd still work with a foot. I feel like that's fine.
Oh, yeah. Just going to ignore the ignore the modifications you did to it. Yeah, okay.
I also would imagine that you probably need more than one foot, because the foot would probably break or like fall apart from use. So
I know. I was thinking
there's probably plenty laying around.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're making a new game.
All right. So we're making a new game. We're making Feetball, right?
Feetball. Yes, Feetball. My understanding then is the most reasonable thing to assume would be that Pumpkin just collects feet and just has like an entire bag of feet just with him. Mm-hmm. That's why the feet made sense to use for the game, because he's got plenty. Feet.
Okay. What kind of a weird fetish is Pumpkin into?
I don't know.
Keeps him in a jar. Pickle feet.
right. Like a little specimen. Little specimen jar.
Well, okay, Pumpkin, please tell me you don't use toe jam in the morning. That'd be disgusting on toast.
I am being attacked right now.
Hey, you open the door to this criticism. We're just speculating. It's a lore show.
I mean, you're the one lore. Who showed up with all the feet. Like, I'm just reporting what happened.
Yeah, we're like, there's bound to be many questions when, like, the feet are fresh. Like, what happened to them? What'd you do? They're not even wrong.
I'm not the one bringing a Deathclaw.
Here's the other thing. If the Deathclaw does show up and we're able to defend ourselves, then that just becomes part of the celebration.
Yeah, I know.
It's part of the fun.
Two more feet.
Right.
It's more to the meal.
Right. Yeah. Like, maybe it's a good thing in the long run.
I've spit roasted Deathclaw.
Also, okay, what? You said you cleared out the Deathclaw nest?
Yeah, I just took all the eggs.
Well, cleared out of eggs.
Mm-hmm. So, is that only one Deathclaw or two?
I don't know that the male Deathclaws.
The mother was out hunting. I just went shopping while she was out shopping for herself.
Well, we've seen that, like, you know, one will go hunting for the egg where the other one will stay put.
No,
maybe they're both. I mean, out.
Yeah, Fallout 4.
But if the male, like, if one of them's dead and the other one's still taking care of the nest, then one of then that one still has to go hunt, right? So maybe the male Deathclaw died.
And then I guess we'll find out when it happens.
I guess like we'll have to find out.
In New Vegas, there's like a pack of them.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, there's the matriarch, and then there's a whole bunch of them. But I don't know. Well, I guess we're going to find out because something's going
to
show up.
We'll see maybe. How many's coming to the party.
Right, right.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Roll
who
a knows? D4.
All right, so we've got the turkey. We've got the sport to play. We've got a side dish. Right, we might even have a fun climactic celebration where we have to fight a Deathclaw. All right, we got all that stuff. Anybody else have any questions for Nova on the whole Deathclaw thing and the eggs? Nothing else.
How long did it take?
How long?
Well, you see, the biggest problem I ran into was I had to find a big enough pot to boil the egg in order to. I actually don't know how to make deviled eggs. I lied.
I think they're boiled. I'm pretty sure they're boiled.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I actually do know how to make deviled eggs. I'm just making a joke. So the biggest problem was finding a pot big enough in order to hard boil the egg. And then I had to go through one trial, which I overcooked slightly. So it was kind of rubbery. So I'm hoping that these aren't as rubbery. It was also just an absolute pain finding the mayo and the paprika and all the spices I had to find. Right. So I had to milk a cow. I had to go get actual eggs.
Mayonnaise? You actually made the mayonnaise, like fresh mayonnaise?
Yes, but using Brahmin milk though.
But that's amazing. That's probably some of like the freshest food any of us have ever eaten. It's like actual, like fresh prepared actual mayonnaise.
Yeah, like I said, it took me a long time.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Wow. Like the spices, you can find weird plants and things to put on something, and they're going to taste like something. It may not taste like paprika, but it's going to taste like something. But actually, making the mayonnaise—that's very impressive.
Yeah, I just grew a ghost pepper, and I'm just like, this would be good enough for spice.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's,
I know. Literally, ghost pepper.
That's great.
Like it has so many ghosts in it.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about making mayonnaise, but. I mean, it seems like it's quite. You actually have to have the Brahmin. You have to get the milk. You then have
and
to,
then have chicken eggs.
And then like do whatever you need to do in order to make
the whip them together.
Yeah. I don't even know what goes in mayonnaise. Like
I was lucky. Inside the same recipe book was the recipe on how to make mayo, and so I was like, yeah, this will work.
All right. Yeah, that's awesome. This is impressive. All right, so we've got the beginning of a celebration here. Everything's going pretty well. Who would like to go next? Void is ready. Void, what are you adding to the celebration? Doesn't have to be food necessarily. It could be whatever you want as part of the celebration.
I promised people apparently that I was bringing stuffing. So okay. That's just very, very stale bread crumbled up.
So like the leftover bread that you found like just in
you
buildings?
Know, that's like 200 years old, yes.
Right, okay. All right.
And then the tarberry jam that I found just... in a can, okay. Because you know now it's taken the form of the can. And then third thing, we are definitely worshiping George Washington because he found America and established Thanksgiving.
He created Thanksgiving, so we have to worship, and we have to worship him specifically. We don't have to. It's not about remembering him or reading a passage that makes us think of the founding of the country. It's actually worshiping George Washington.
Yes.
As like a deity?
Yep.
Like, okay, so how explain his godhood to me. Like, was he born of a virgin? Did he ascend to godhood by doing some miraculous deed? Like, what how is he a god?
So reading the texts from the Redcoats about our true history, he was 10 foot tall and little cracked out. So
he was a giant who was on crack.
So legitimately, George Washington was 6'4" and a redhead who had ADHD and autism. This dude was out of his fucking mind.
That's great. So, but what did he do that like definitively established him as a god? Not just as president or
he swam through solid general. Ice to get to a new battle station.
To get to a cherry tree.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
On Christmas, though.
On Christmas, he crossed the ice by swimming, planted a cherry tree, and then swam back and was like, it's Thanksgiving.
Yep.
But we'll do it a month earlier next time.
Right.
That's perfect. I think this is wonderful. Is there a specific document or prayer or something that we recite to our Lord and Savior, George Washington?
Boy found a napkin and just started writing.
Just started making it up.
The specific prayer that we utter is, oh, say, can you see?
Right. We all just start singing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And okay. That's all we know.
That's it.
That's all we know.
That's it.
Everything else has just faded out of existence.
Right. Right. I like it. All right. So that's going to be part of our. So at what point during the evening do we address our Lord and Savior, George Washington?
Right at the beginning of the meal.
Right at the beginning of the meal. Okay. Yep. So it's like the prayer we do. So we get the eggs out. We get the meat. We get everything on the table. It's all set. We all sit down and then we say, okay, we're going to bow our heads and pray to our Lord and Savior, George Washington. And then me. Oh, say can. And then everybody starts singing, right? Like,
yes.
All together. And then at the end, do we say amen?
No, we got to say thank you because, you know, it's Thanksgiving.
Okay, so we say,
yeah.
Thanks, George. Let's eat. Yep. And then we dig in. Perfect. Perfect. All right. Who has any other questions about our Lord and Savior or about the stuffing? I mean, we haven't talked more about the stuffing. You are bringing the stuffing.
How solid is the tarberry sauce?
It is like, take like ice and then make it so that it crumbles instead of cracks, and you're just SOL.
So what you're saying is that if a Deathclaw does come, we could launch it at it.
Oh, no.
No?
Because it crumbles on impact.
Oh, so it would just like...
It doesn't do any damage.
It would just like poof into smoke.
Right.
But what if the Deathclaw eats it?
If the Deathclaw eats it, it's going to have the shits for the next 5 days.
It'll be very grumpy for a week.
Ah, yeah. Yes. We'll kill it with dehydration.
There you go.
Oh, okay. No. We made it super regular.
What if it's like the best thing it's eaten in a long time?
Oh shit, what's that one disease in Oregon Trail? Dysentery.
Yeah, you died of dysentery. Yeah, well,
Deathclaw has died of dysentery. I mean,
you know how most soldiers got dysentery was a major thing for armies. Like many people in armies died of dysentery, like actually got sick and then died of dysentery. And you understand why that is, right? It's because using the bathroom on the ground that they were sleeping in and that they were getting water out of. And then they were, yes. So there you go.
Lesson learned. Don't poop where you drink.
Yeah. Probably a good thing to do. Okay.
Meanwhile, all of the fish in the oceans.
Well, that's a lot of water. But okay. Any other questions for Void? Any other questions? Dusty or Nova? Anything about the stuffing, the old bread?
Are you going to rehydrate it any way at all? Or is it just going to be 200-year-old baguettes we're going to stuff into this giant turkey?
It is literally, I took a hammer to some 200-year-old bread and just said, okay, here you go.
So it's basically like
the juices from the turkey will rehydrate it.
That sounds more like croutons to me, but okay.
Where did you find this? Did you find it at like some super duper mart and you just looked at the very back and you're like, oh, look, there's bread in here.
There was this weird ass French talking ghoul that that just happened to walk by my little shelter. And he's like, oh, you want some bread?
Oh, you like some bread?
Trying to do that with the ghoul voice would kill me.
I'm a French ghoul.
Wow, I want to do a French ghoul voice for one of the games. Bethesda, if you're listening, I'd love to be hired.
Somebody made their voice scratchy eating 200-year-old bread.
Yeah.
Bethesda, if you would like a fake French accent that is done horribly, you got your guy.
Yeah, I'm
your guy. Or how about a full ghoul, French ghoul community?
French ghoul killer.
You know, reach us, Bethesda.
I think if we did this, we would make Paris fall in a day. Like there'd be an uncontrollable riot.
Yeah.
Even worse than whatever they're having right now.
I'm sure there's some percentage of people who listen to me who speak French, who listen to this show. I'm sure it's a non-trivial percentage, and we've now offended all of them. So bye. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being here, our French friends.
Now get ready for Fallout Paris.
I was going to say that as well. The next major. We've already been there with a rifle.
Yeah,
just you're a rifle.
Right.
Just a singular rifle. Yeah, we've seen it all.
All right,
Long branch. That's it.
So we got to bring this back in. We've got all this stuff so far, right? We've got the turkey. We've got the sport that we're gonna play. We've got a side dish. We've got the stuffing. We've also got our prayer, our celebratory worship part of the night. We've got all that stuff, but there's still more. Before we do that, I have to go thank our patrons. So don't go anywhere. This will be quick, and then we'll be back to finish rounding out our celebration. So here we go.
Hello there, old chap. Good to see another of General Atomic's finest, still eager to serve.
All right, here we are in the middle of the show. Thank you to all of the patrons who support the show and who have helped us out. All 102 of you currently, thank you for being here. Oh, and by the way, you can gift a Patreon subscription now. That is a thing. So if some of you are patrons, or if you're not, and you know somebody you would like to give this as a gift to, you could do that. Or you can ask for it from other people. If you've been wanting to join us on a patron chat like this, it would be a wonderful thing for somebody else to give to you. So you could do that as well. You just have to go to patreon.com/falloutlorecast and check everything out. It really doesn't take much. You just kind of sign up with a free account, and then you can just choose which Patreons you want to give to who and which tier for how many months, that kind of thing. So go check it out if you're interested. But big thanks to our newest patrons, Jay, Grunk, and Rebecca S. Thanks for joining us. So glad that you're here. Also, have to shout out our sentry bot, Atle Morton. Thank you for your support as well, and to everybody who has helped the show. Also, we've got one review that came in just this last week. This is from Canada. This may be somebody who speaks French. If so, I apologize. Lamp Lover from Canada writes, "A must listen. Yet another amazing show from this man. Been a supporter of another of his shows for a while, and this Lorecast does not disappoint. Concise, approachable format while still being very informative. Great voice and seems to be an overall genuine dude. I hope so. Highly recommended for lovers of the Fallout universe. P.S. His Elder Scrolls Lorecast is amazing as well." Well, thanks so much, Lamp Lover. And if you'd like to help out in other ways, you can leave a rating on Spotify or whatever other podcatcher you listen to this on. If you do leave a review on Apple, 5-star reviews will be read out in the future, and you can share with your friends. So who knows? Maybe you are hanging out with some family this holiday and you're just like, hey, you like Fallout? I like Fallout. Check out the show. That would be awesome. So thanks, everybody, for the support. Let's move on with the rest of the show. Here we go.
If you have any questions about Nuka World, I'd be delighted to answer them.
All right, we're back. And yes, we are live, just answering chat here. Yes, we're currently live on Twitch. I don't stream on Patreon, but this episode will be up on Patreon like tomorrow. All right, we've got to round this out. What else do we have to add to this? Dusty, you're up. What are you bringing?
I did got one thing that I wanted to add to the meal. We got to go to the cranberry bog and get cranberries and make some good cranberry sauce.
That makes sense. Yeah, we've got a cranberry bog.
Go with the tarberry sauce.
All right. Yeah, that sounds perfectly reasonable.
Might be a little radioactive, have a little kick to it, but, you know.
Maybe, but, you know, somebody's going to bring some Radaway, right? Or some Rad-X or something, like, in order to help us out with that. So we could probably scrounge up some of that as well. So cranberry from the cranberry bog. Now, are you going to make it into an actual, like, sauce?
It's got to look like the can. Everybody wants it to look like the can, don't they?
Right, yeah, yeah. So are you going to find, like,
a can mold?
There's lots of cans out there. You can find a can. Yeah. You can put the cranberry in it.
Plenty of tin cans laying around.
Yeah, yeah. So is that what you're bringing? Is actual, like, cranberry sauce, like, shaped like the can?
Oh, yeah. Got to stay to the original.
Yeah, that sounds very traditional. I have to wonder, when did that become like a common? I bet it was like the 1940s or something, when like putting
it had to be
food like that in a can, and all of a sudden
everything came in a can back then.
Yeah, right. But before that, it would have been like, you know, like somebody actually had to make it like at home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear. Dear Lord. Dear George Washington. all right. So we've got cranberry sauce. Is there anything else you want to add to this? That seems pretty normal. Like I was kind of expecting something a little bit strange, a little bit out there. It is the wasteland.
Well, I thought maybe in the, I don't know what you call it, the sense of Thanksgiving, where we, you know, you had the pilgrims and the natives coming together for the first Thanksgiving. Wonder if we put it where the settlers and raiders would come together. Yeah, no killing, but everything else goes, you know.
Okay.
For a good, like, dysfunctional family get together, like everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that tracks a lot. I feel like this would be like the one time where it's like, okay, we can all get together. Nobody's cutting anyone else's heads off. Nothing. Nobody's stealing anything from anyone else. We're just gonna have a meal. We're gonna have like celebrate, and then we're gonna go our separate ways. No talking politics. Everybody still has to pray to George Washington because that's house rules.
Cutting, but not cutting the head off.
right. Okay, so that makes me wonder: of the group, who here is a settler and who here is a raider? Are you? What are you, Dusty?
I lean more toward raider, really.
Okay, so Dusty's a raider. Pumpkin.
I'm still a settler.
Pumpkin's a settler. Okay. Void, what are you?
I'm definitely a raider.
You're a raider. All right, Nova?
Yeah.
I'm a settler.
Okay, so we got two raiders and two settlers. I think I'm probably a settler. So now, okay, so we've got this mixed group. Perfect. Perfect.
So go ahead. In the vein of bringing people together.
Mm-hmm.
Someone go invite the Brotherhood. I'll go get in contact with the Enclave.
Are we going to bring them together too? Oh no.
I don't know. They might end up getting some heads cut off.
But Pumpkin.
Hey, look, a free air show. Just crashing burner burners as they fight each other.
Who brought the fireworks? Those aren't fireworks.
Pumpkin, before you go get those guys, just be warned on your way, another settlement needs your help.
This is going to be a thing that
Thanksgiving prep.
Yeah, this will be a thing that continues where like now the raider and the settler factions in this group are going to make fun of each other. All right.
So now, invite the Institute. They're going to try and clone your turkey.
So here, let's expand this out to specific other people. Let's think like let's say it doesn't matter what time frame you're in, any Fallout game, whatever. Is there a specific individual that like, okay, so we've got the group of us. There's five of us here. We've got some raiders and some settlers. Is there anyone else? And let's open this up to everybody because everyone's kind of brought their thing so far. Is there anybody else that we would like want to invite that would be like has to come? Like, you know, them for whatever reason. And you're like, okay, I'm going to bring this person with me. Go ahead, Nova. No, I heard Nova. Nova, who?
And dog meat?
Yeah, you can bring dog meat. Sure.
Yay. Okay. And then I have a questionable one maybe that might come as well. We'll see how that turns out. But dog meat would be on my guest list. He could be the foot retriever.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. The foot retriever. There you go. So did you have another one? Nova, did you have another one beyond dog meat? Like a.
No, that was it.
Okay. Dog meat's your plus one. Got it. Sorry, Dusty, you were going to say something.
I was going to say maybe it'd be the one time of year we invite the ghouls around.
But like the non-feral ghouls? The regular ghouls who are just part of our community who we ostracize regularly because we're not ghouls?
Like look at Pumpkin Cringe. You know for a fact that's where he got all the feet. Half of them is going to be hobbling to us.
No. Or maybe Pumpkin
be like,
no, Pumpkin.
I'm laughing at how Dusty said it.
Maybe Pumpkin is a ghoul. Pumpkin, are you a ghoul?
I will be doing the ghoul character, so
Pumpkin's our ghoul
when that comes out.
He's the ghoul in our group. All right, so Nova's bringing dog meat. All right, Pumpkin? Who's your plus one?
I was thinking about this. So I feel like Preston would be a really like Preston would come, but he would also be like, I need to bring something.
Okay.
And Preston would go out of his way to figure out how to make mashed potatoes.
So, okay.
Well, hey, mashed potatoes.
That'd be great. Yeah, I'd be happy to have Preston join us and mashed potatoes. That sounds great. All right. So Pumpkin's plus one is Preston. So we got dog meat and Preston. All right. Void or Dusty, do you know who your plus one is? Void?
He stole mine.
You can't. I mean, you could both bring Preston. You could both invite him. But
okay, he brings the feet. I'll bring the Preston.
You know, you cut Preston's feet off. He needs his feet.
It would probably be what's his name? Sturges.
You're gonna bring Sturges.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's always a mechanic in the family, and everybody needs somebody to scan their car, right?
Sure. Yeah.
He can make a couple bucks.
All right. So we're basically creating just our own little settlement here at this point.
Yeah.
All right. Our own little Minutemen celebration outpost. Dusty, who are you bringing? Who's your plus one?
Maybe I should bring Graham, the super mutant. All right. Do the cooking.
Yeah, he could do the cooking. I also feel like if we are playing football with Graham, then I'm on Graham's team.
Yeah.
Just calling that now.
He'd be great defense, wouldn't he?
Oh, man. Yeah, he's like the defensive wall all by himself. Just one big dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, man, this feels like it's turning out to be quite the party. Now it's the end of the night. How does the party end? Pumpkin?
We're doing karaoke, boys.
It's like we're done eating. We've said our prayers. We've fought off the death claw. It's time for
karaoke. A lot of
drinks
are handed around. There's a lot of karaoke going on.
All right. So yeah, how do we?
There's a lot of drinking.
We can't do karaoke. That was a totally 80s fad in the fall and the pre-world ended in 2077. We didn't even make it to the karaoke era.
Oh, but maybe Pumpkin dug it back up somehow. He found some old holotape somewhere with somebody doing karaoke. So how do we do karaoke with the technology that we have available to us?
Well, all it is that you get the radio on and you just start singing along.
You just sing along with the radio with whatever comes on. You're like, oh, this one's mine. And then it's just a sing along with the radio. That's what karaoke is now. Wonderful.
Maybe there's a Mr. Handy or a Protectron equipped with a karaoke machine.
Oh, I would love like a karaoke Mr. Handy where he has like a microphone in one hand and you know what would be even better is I forget the name of the guys with the screens on their faces. Securitrons. Yeah.
Securitron.
And so the Securitron holds a microphone up to your face while also showing all the lyrics of the song on its little screen. Perfect.
Totally thinking of the Mr. Handy just doing like flashcards. Just okay.
Yeah. Okay. The two hands are doing flashcards while the other's holding a microphone for you. Yeah. I like that. Very good song, sir.
Is Drinking Buddy coming?
Drinking Buddy?
The robot, Drinking Buddy, from 4.
Well, somebody has to invite Drinking Buddy.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I guess I could put him on. That's my plus one, maybe. I got Drinking Buddy as my plus one. All right, there we go. Nova, go ahead.
I said, this is going to be a wild party.
I think it is going to be a wild party. Do we have to worry about the end of the party and getting people home safely? Probably not, because cars don't really exist outside of Fallout 2. But could you still get in trouble riding your Brahmin home while drunk? Is that something we have to worry about?
No, because there's no cops to give you tickets.
But do you think that you can fall off the Brahmin and then just get eaten by something?
Yeah.
You can do that, Charles.
I think that you're focusing on the wrong part of the fact that you're going to be walking home in the middle of the night drunk. I think you're going to have much more problems than getting worried about getting pulled over by the fictitious police. No, you're going to be worried about like a steam wing or a wire or anything else like that.
Right. I'm not worried about there are no police. I'm not worried about the police. I'm worried about the fact that you're so inebriated that you can't defend yourself. That would be the problem.
I have the perfect solution to this. We just give everyone some nuke and shine at the end.
They just teleport somewhere.
They black out drunk and wake up somewhere.
Right, they just black out and then just wake up somewhere else, and then that's where they're sleeping for the night. There you go. That's where they're sleeping for the night. Perfect. All right. Well, we're getting to the end of this. Any last thoughts about how this party should go or how the party should end? I feel like we've put together a real celebration here. This is a real banger. Any final thoughts? I see some wheels turning.
Sing the prayer to George Washington one more time
on the way out.
Yep.
Which
Slowly, if you're leaving, you better say that prayer.
You just slowly hear everyone fading into the distance, just singing,
God bless America
over the hills.
Which is funny because it's in the prayer itself, it references a different God, which is hilarious because I just thought about that. Yeah. That's
funny. I know, but it's still blessing America, though.
Right. It still blesses America. Right. Yeah. George bless America. Yeah. There you go. All right. Any other last thoughts? No. All right. I think this is it. I think we've designed our party. I hope this is a blast. Thank you all for coming. Thank you for not debating politics or any of the other things. I hope the Raiders and the Settlers got along. Pumpkin, you can take all the leftover feet back with you. Now that we're done, we'll divide up the rest of the food. And let's go through and feel free to share anything you got going on, anything you want the world to know about. And otherwise, thank you all for coming and hanging out. Let's just go through the screen on order. I've got Void up here at the top. Void, thanks for being here. Anything you want to share?
Well, I'm always available on the Discord. V01D696. My DMs are always open if you need to rant or anything. I'm a good listener. I'm not going to give you solutions. I will try. I probably won't help.
Sometimes a good. Sometimes just having somebody listen is the solution.
Sometimes. But I've got a podcast coming up with Pumpkin in it. So I'm hoping to start that soon. I've had some complications with just scheduling and a bunch of other stuff, so I'm hoping to actually start recording that soon and get it published hopefully somewhere in January. So
nice. Well, good luck. I hope you guys get that done.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming. All right, Pumpkin, thanks for bringing the feet and the football game and the food.
I'm gonna clear this up. I do not have anything about feet, and they're the ones that actually brought up using real feet. So
I think that was that's my fault. So just internet. Pumpkin does not have a foot thing, just so you know.
Other than that, you can find me on, you know, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. I might at some point move over to blue sky's
been great. By the way, if you're on the fence about creating a Blue Sky account, holy crap, one of the things I noticed today, get this, everybody on Blue Sky actually writes in complete sentences. It blew my mind. I was like, this feels like a fresh spring day for my brain.
Peak literature.
Like actual, like real conversation happens with like legitimate consideration of other people's perspectives and a very limited amount of name calling. It's like you were in detention with the bad kids for so long, and then you went back to your regular classroom and you were like, oh, everybody here acts normal. Weird.
Okay. But yeah, I'm still the Pumpkin King over there, the E being a three and the one eyes being ones. But I'm probably gonna be hanging out in the just hanging out chat after this, as me and Void usually do, is an after party. So, but I had something, I'm blanking on it, so whatever. I am also, my DMs are always also open if you need to talk. So
awesome. Well,
that's me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And that's what happens when you drink too much Nuka Shine. Your memory starts to go. But thanks for being here, Pumpkin. All right, Dusty, anything you want to share?
Well, not too much. Nothing really keeping me busy except my daytime job. But, you know, I'm always here on the Discord. I'm sometimes idling, but if you can't get up with me, you know, you can leave a message. But, yeah, you can find me playing Fallout 76, too, under the same name you see here.
Dusty Ray. What are the numbers after? It's real small.
85.
Yeah, there you go. Dusty Ray 85. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, I've noticed a number of people joining the Discord recently and popping into that Fallout 76 channel saying, hey, I'm new to the game. I would really love somebody to help, you know, show me the ropes a little bit. And then oftentimes they will say, like, I'm on Xbox or I'm on PlayStation or whatever. So if anybody else out there, like, I know not everybody goes and checks that channel all the time, but if you want to go find other people who are like, hey, I'm new to the game, I'm looking for make some friends and go do stuff, go check it out, because you might find some people that are cool to hang out with.
Yeah. I'm on PC, if anybody wants, you know, but I'll check it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Very cool. Yeah. Lots of different people on different platforms show up and say, hey, this is what's going on. So thanks for being here. And then Nova's wrapping it up. Nova?
You're the best for last. I'm also on the Discord, and you can message me whenever you want. I have a YouTube, which I haven't uploaded to in a while. It is capital S, U-P-E-R, capital N, zero, capital V, capital A. Look for the Golden Retriever icon. I'll eventually get there. I'll sit down and write by half a script, get bored, move on to the next thing, come back in about a week, start another script, rinse and repeat. So eventually I'll start posting again. It's kind of just an up in the air at the moment kind of thing, because life's hectic and I just need to dedicate more time. But you know, it's mostly about Fallout, so if you like the lore cast here, mine mostly revolves around the pre-war era, so if you do enjoy the lore cast here, come check me out.
That deep lore, the deep dark lore of the Fallout universe before the bombs illuminated the wasteland with their light. Wait, what? Yeah.
What kind of religion do you follow? What are you, a children of the atom?
Maybe. No, thank you for joining me.
We are inviting you to our Thanksgiving, mister. That is the one religion we do not stand here.
That's a step too far. No, I still prayed to George Washington. It's cool. It's cool, guys. Don't worry.
But Adam, though, is also there.
Yeah. Adam is all present all the time.
Wait, is George Washington Adam?
Maybe. Maybe we need to combine those two together. There you go. Well, go check out Nova's YouTube channel. Nova, thank you for joining again. And thank you, everybody, for being here. Chat, thanks for hanging out. I love all the comments. I can't always respond because we're in the middle of doing this. But thank you for being here for this live recording. And I'll be back next week. I've got, Thanksgiving stuff and family coming over for a few days. But I'll be back next week with a regular episode. And we'll be going on to other stuff. I've been trying lots of different kinds of concepts and ideas and ways of doing stuff. So if there's something, there's a specific kind of thing I've been doing on the show lately and you want more of that, let me know. Because I like to mix it up and, you know, see what else is fun to do. So there you go. Thanks for being here, everybody. And until next time, be careful.
Wait, Tom.
Yeah.
What did you bring? You hosted.
I brought.
What did you contribute?
I contributed the place. No, I contributed.
Right.
Friendship. No, I contributed. Here's what I contributed. I'm just going to make this up off the top of my head right now. I contributed FEV. Because no meal
is that the secret sauce.
No meal is complete without this special FEV sauce.
He brought the plates.
No wonder the gravy tasted weird.
Yeah, it's a I put a little bit of it on everything.
A little sprinkle on everything.
Yeah, and then you never know. Next year when we all get back together, some of us might look different.
I should have known something is weird when my bottle was labeled Aqua Pura. God dang it.
Well, you know. Thanksgiving surprise. Thanks for coming, everybody. See you next year. Bye. To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Reach out to me on Twitter at robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Hey there, this is Tom from the future. I'm whispering because time travel requires whispering. I don't know if you've listened to the newest episodes in order to find this out, but with the holidays here, there is a brand new thing that Patreon is doing where you can gift subs, which is really cool because that means a few different things. First of all, if you know somebody else who enjoys this show, you can get them a sub to whatever tier you want for whatever amount of time. So if you look at certain rewards and you think it would be really cool to get them those rewards, or just being part of the community, or even just getting ad-free episodes, that's something you can give this holiday season. Also, it means that if you've been wanting to sign up for the Patreon and you haven't been able to, and you want to ask for it as a gift from somebody else, then that can work as well. So, both of those things are options. All that you have to do is go to Patreon, log in, or create an account. You can just create a free account. You don't have to sign up with anybody, anyone's Patreon. And then you go to the Patreon page for this show, and you choose to gift a thing. You go through all the little options, and you send them a gift. It's really simple. It would be super helpful to us, and it's a fun thing to give. So, hope you consider that, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday. All right, let's get back to the show.